Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Yes, we love a good AMA. It's what we do at the start of the 12 o'clock hour every Wednesday. What we also do at 12 o'clock, like we do at 11 o'clock, is give you a chance to win $1,000. So let's do it right now. This hour's code word that will give you a chance to win $1,000 is Harbor. Text Harbor, H-A-R-B-O-R, to 72881 now for your chance to win. One randomly selected nationwide entrant will win $1,000. Message and data rates may apply. For rules or to enter online, visit entercomcontest.com. All right, so the next chance to win $1,000 will be tomorrow. Tomorrow you'll have two more opportunities at 11 and 12. We do it every day for a five-week stretch. We're in the first of those 5 weeks. So a lot of opportunities up ahead. Let's transition from that to an AMA. We answer the questions that are asked. James Seltzer. What's being asked?
All right, let's start out on the text line. Maria in South Philly, a.k.a. Todd's girlfriend, who we met at the game.
Yes.
Wonderful girl.
Yeah.
All right, what is your guy's favorite animal? One domesticated, one wild.
Me, for both answers. No, just joking. My future wife. No, just joking. Favorite animal? John, you got a favorite animal?
Well, domesticated, I've always had dogs growing up. Bird dogs. Grew up with a Brittany Spaniel, then a Labrador Retriever. Then when I was playing, I got a Vizsla. Then I had a Weimaraner. Now I have a German Shorthair Pointer.
My answer is going to be the female human. No, I mean, I'm serious. It's an animal, and it's my favorite. Female human, that's my answer.
All right, that would be domesticated, so what's your wild?
Some are wild, too. It's two for one. Score it and a foul.
Oh,
next
man.
Question.
Seriously?
Richie, what's your wild?
You haven't seen some of the, you know, some of the women with the hammer through the years. That's, yeah.
I guess for wild, is a liger considered a wild animal? Because you're taking two wild animals and then crossbreeding them.
Yeah, why not? Tiger is mine. My favorite wild animal is a tiger.
Going Napoleon Dynamite here. Ligers are real. It's a lion and a tiger bred together.
Wow.
It's pretty amazing.
That is wild.
But they only happen in captivity. I guess it's still considered wild.
All right. Question for Joe.
Wait, we'll you didn't it. Give a wild
he
animal?
Gave You're going to. Joe is 0 for 1 on answering questions.
Elizabeth Shue's domesticated Kirstie Alley's wild.
Yeah.
It kind of is.
All right. This question's just for you, Joe. Hopefully you can give a better answer than that one.
All right. Come on.
Mike on the text line wants to know any updates on the whole rash situation?
Yeah, trending in the right direction, continuing to trend in the right direction. A second day of medication. Again, I've been taking medication for 6 or 7 weeks, heavier dose now. So I feel like it's, we're making progress, and I just got to play it out. Got to play the long game here.
Did you learn what the medication was?
Zyrtec is one of them, and the other one is called Pepcid. And
Pepcid, that's like for indigestion.
Yeah, but they say it's got an antihistamine element or something, so. It's like, John, look at the left. See the left arm?
Both these things you can just, go to CVS and get.
John, look at the left arm, right? It's looking a lot better. Left arm's looking a lot better. It's very, very inflamed just 2 days ago. Right arm still inflamed, but less so.
Yeah, it looks better.
It looks better. So the right arm's
slightly
not as good. But no, the left arm's doing a lot better. The back, it's almost totally disappeared. It was all over my back 3 or 4 days ago. So we're making progress. Whether it means we'll knock it out, I don't know. I've made progress before. I'm hoping to knock it out.
All right. This one is for Richie, our buddy Kenny at Kenny Spaulding on Twitter. This question is for my fellow musician and big-handed fraternity brother, Richie. If you could form a super group with four musicians, any instruments you desire, who would you choose?
Oh, geez.
Great question.
I guess they have to be alive.
I don't think so. I think you can go live or dead.
Go with your Jimmy.
Live or dead. Yeah. Miles Davis has to go in there. Jazz. The Bird on the sax.
The Bird.
And, of course, Jimi Hendrix on guitar. And, for
Isn't
drums.
A drummer, yeah.
I think.
So Prince got the bump? No Prince?
I mean, I think Prince is a virtuoso. But I'd rather go with Jimmy on guitar. And then on drums, I'm going to go Living, just because Dave Grohl does everything, and he's got all the stories from his Nirvana days. He seems like a hilarious guy, super talented, plays the drums, writes songs, plays guitar, sings, does all that stuff. I just want to be his friend.
Oh.
So he's the drummer.
Nice.
I like that.
Okay.
Doing it for selfish reasons so you can be buddies.
Yeah.
All right, on the text line, who is your favorite all-time athlete in each of the four sports?
Well, it's, for me, it's an easy to answer. I've thought of this many times. So, I mean, locally, Seth Joyner is my favorite athlete of all time, Eagles. Lenny's my favorite Philly of all time. Sixers, I don't break the tie. I just don't. I won't. Not as of now. It's a three-way tie between Doc, Barkley, and Iverson. And hockey, it's Hextall. That's just what it is. Nationally, for me, it's either Peyton or Montana in football, Jordan in basketball, Babe in baseball, and Gretzky in hockey.
Just the best of the best right there.
That's the way it is.
For hockey, Jaromir Jagr was just so
look at that.
Cool.
Awesome.
And the, boy, I guess Walter Payton for football, because I pretended I was him more than anyone else. Basketball, man, it's probably got to be Dr. J. That's just
Doc
a,
was
a
awesome.
Sweet spot for me
yeah.
as a kid. And baseball, Mike Schmidt, for sure. I mean, my first baseball game at the Vet, I was convinced I would catch a Mike Schmidt home run. He was like the first big name guy that,
totally.
That I followed.
Schmitty, yeah, that's good
yeah,
stuff.
Schmitty's my favorite, too. All right, at Howard the Duck 69 on Twitter, Howard Thomas asks, Joe, John, Jimmy, what would one thing be that you guys would like to do as a trio that doesn't involve the show or is sports related?
Hang Ooh. Out sometime?
Yeah, go to a movie or something?
You know.
I'd like to go to a concert.
The Oklahoma Drill.
Yeah, well, that's a, yeah.
Really cool.
Give you one of those. Well, I think it'd be fun to go to a concert together. We could have fun at a concert.
Yeah.
You're not a big concert guy, Joe.
Not a huge concert guy. not,
what does that mean?
It's live right. music. Why wouldn't you want to see live music?
It's all right. I mean, it's, you know, it's cool. It's nothing overwhelming.
I think deep sea fishing would be cool.
Ooh, that'd be fun. Joe would definitely get sick.
Yes, I agree.
In a second.
I agree. Do you get sick?
No, I went deep sea fishing with my little brother and family, and my brother was green the entire time, like just laying there. I had a great time.
I would like to go deep sea fishing just so you and I could fish, and Joe would be puking over the side.
That's fine. I would not want to go on a cross country trip with you guys. I get tired of you knuckleheads.
All right, good question from Jeff Moyer. Go Jeff yourself on Twitter. If you could live as a character from an 80s movie, who would it be? I think I would be Jeff Spicoli, he says.
Oh, Ferris Bueller. I mean, if it's for a day, Ferris Bueller. That's a great day. So
that's a good day.
I go Ferris Bueller.
Boy, tough one. I'd like to be Indiana Jones.
Ooh, that's good. That's good. You always have a different girl at the end of the movie, though. Let's deal with that. I'd probably be the lawn boy in Can't Buy Me Love, because he's got 50 years up ahead with Elizabeth Shaw.
I'd also possibly take Nigel Tufnel.
Oh, Spinal Tap. Just to be that oblivious.
I love Christopher Guest.
Oh, he's hilarious.
Yeah.
This one goes to 11. All right, Quinn and Redding, would you rather be able to control the weather or control the traffic?
Traffic.
Weather.
See, I thought traffic was such an obvious answer, too. You go weather, huh?
Well, first off, I live close to here, so traffic doesn't impact me all that much. And
traffic impacted me today, man.
Who did it? We had a fun conversation this morning, didn't we, Richie?
I was...
You came in steamed.
Out of my mind.
Yeah.
I think it's affected my entire day. Maybe I wouldn't feel this strongly about the whole missing out on these stars if I wasn't stuck just sitting in pointless traffic this morning.
Well, I'm rooting for bad weather, too, for Mike Trout. Hoping the Phillies get Mike Trout because he wants to, you know, be in a bad weather climate. I don't know. All right. That's a pretty good AMA.
Hey, wait. What about John Matrix from Commando for the 80s movie character I'd like to be?
Okay.
I'll be Arnold. Arnold.
There you go.
Arnold. I'm not good at that.
Not very good. Shut it down.
Arnold.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.